What is up, everybody? This is the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Rock Spotlight's mission is to connect others through an educational podcast. Each episode will highlight someone from Rochester, New York, in the health and wellness space who is thinking outside of the box, providing exceptional products and or services, and is elevating our community. Make sure to stay tuned after the podcast for more information on my practice, on my approach to healing, and a little bit more about myself. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Welcome back to the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, and today we'll be talking about a sport which dates back to the 12th century medieval times. We're talking about tennis, and I have a former professional player on to break down the sport and give her pitch on why it's a great sport for most of us, especially as we age. And that's her dog in the background.
Oh, I'm sorry for that.
You're good. So let me introduce Phyllis here. So Phyllis Walunda was on the Junior Kenya International Swim Team and the International Tennis Federation team. She was ranked the number one female tennis player in Kenya for both juniors and adults. She was also ranked top 150 in the world in juniors. Phyllis played professionally in the Federation Cup and also played Division I tennis on a full athletic scholarship. She is currently the adult tennis director at Midtown Athletic Club here in Rochester, where she is professionally certified. Welcome to the podcast, Phyllis. What's going on?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited. Today's going to be a fun chat.
I'm excited too. I haven't spoken to you in like forever, so I'm excited we're doing this.
That's been years. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And you're the same. I can tell you're the same person. You're just full of energy and fun.
Life's too short to be upset.
Amen. So, so I briefly read your bio, but tell us more about you and your story. So what or who inspired you to get into the health and wellness space?
So it started out with my family. My family was really big into fitness, from tennis to swimming, to working out, all that stuff. So it started with that. And my dad is the one that inspired me to play tennis. And so prior to playing tennis, I was swimming competitively. And then from there, it went to let's play some tennis tournaments. And I did pretty well in those tournaments. And somebody in the ITF recognized my abilities and my skill. And they were like, you want to play for us? And I was like, absolutely. Who wouldn't want to play for the International Tennis Federation, which is the governing body of tennis? So I played for them for a couple of years. And then from there, it was like, okay. Some of the schools, the Division I schools were looking at me and they were interested. Like, we're looking to get, top 2-3 player. Would you be interested? I was like, absolutely. Why not? So, and then we did tennis. And then I, came to the United States and went to Texas and then graduated from there and left Texas because it was too hot. Can't do the heat. Then I moved to South Carolina and I'm still too hot. And then I moved to Chicago for a hot minute. And then I finally moved to Rochester because I got beautiful weather here. I have seasons. I can't complain.
It's perfect. So yeah. A couple questions. So your dog made an entrance there in the beginning. What's your dog's name?
Oh, two of them, Zoe and Tucker.
Oh, shout out to Zoe and Tucker.
Yeah, pretty high maintenance, but they're the best.
So let me repeat these numbers here. So you were the number one female tennis player in Kenya for both juniors and adults.
Wow. You got it.
And then you were ranked. You're so humble. I guess I would have guessed that because I know that you were a good athlete, but I didn't know you were that good. And then you were ranked the top 150 in the world in juniors.
Yes.
And then you went on to play Division I at University of Texas. You were a Longhorn.
You got it. Yep.
Love it. On a full scholarship. And then, so what is the Federation Cup? That's like the top level.
So the Federation Cup is like the Davis Cup for the women.
Okay.
So it's where they select the top 3 women in the country to represent the country against other countries. It's pretty prestigious. If you get selected to do it, it's one of those things that you say, I have to do it. I have to represent my country. It's a big deal. And you just play different countries all around the world.
Kind of a big deal. That's awesome. So how did you wind up at Midtown and what is your position there?
So my position at Midtown is the adult tennis director. How I wound up here is a funny story. I don't know if I ever told you this, but the weather. The weather. I came in for my interview and it was snowing. And I was like, you know, this is amazing. I was here for the entire weekend. And they were like, well, you know, we apologize for the weather. I was like, no need to. I'm actually enjoying this weather. And so that was one of the reasons coming here. But before that, it was the reason I was asked to come and visit was because the director of racket sports, I'd worked with him at Vandermeer Tennis Academy on Hilton Head Island, where the world-class players practiced. And at that point, he had the position and they wanted a female tennis player. I said, sure, I'd be interested. And that's when I came in and snow and all that good stuff. And I was like, I'm sold.
And you've been here for a while, right?
15 years.
15 years. That's awesome. Now, you were in Chicago. There's a Midtown in Chicago, right? Is that the headquarters?
There is, but I wasn't at that one. I was in a different one. Yes. But that's where our headquarters are.
You're loyal to Rochester. You're staying here.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I'd be crazy to leave.
Because it snows out there, but it snows more here.
Yeah, but you know, this small town, this big city in a small town feel is amazing.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So let's hear more about your playing career. What was the top highlight of your career?
The top highlight of my career was when I played Kara Black, who became the number one doubles player in the world. That was a highlight. That was amazing.
And you played her in singles.
Yes. I won the first and I thought I was going to do well. And it didn't end up so well in my favor.
But you played her. Who cares? You were on the same turf as her.
Right? It's crazy. Crazy.
So tennis is obviously your love. Why is tennis such a great sport to learn, in your opinion?
Well, there's a couple of things with that. It's longevity. You can play the sport for a long, long, long time, regardless what age you are. You can still also compete at throughout your entire life, from being a junior to an adult to being a senior. There's so many different levels that you can still compete in. It's a one sport that doesn't require a lot of people, just you and one other person, or just you and a wall. Mm-hmm. And you get a great workout from it. It keeps you sharp, because every time you're in a tennis court, it feels like a chess match. You're constantly always trying to think of the next thing, the next shot you need to hit to be able to outsmart your opponent. And it's fun. And, you know, an hour of tennis goes by really fast, not realizing how much you worked in that 1 hour without getting on a treadmill and saying, oh my God, I got 20 more minutes to go on this treadmill, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like boxing, I feel like, but less intense, less aggressive, maybe more fun, arguably.
Yes.
Because it's so mental. You're right. Strategically, you got to think a step ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, definitely very similar, because you always think is one step ahead for sure.
What is the most important tip for someone new to the sport of tennis?
New to the sport of tennis. When you take your first lesson, make sure they are using the correct size racket and right size ball. Because over the years, we've learned that if you start somebody off with the right tools, and finally, this country's finally coming to terms with the idea that start small, build big, with the idea of different balls, different size court, speeds up somebody's progress in learning the sport. So definitely do that. Start off with a red ball, then move to an orange ball, then move to a green ball, then eventually a yellow ball. Because each ball does something totally different for your game, makes you progress faster, as opposed to if you start with a yellow ball where you'd feel like a dog in the park, you'd hit one ball, it runs away from you, you're like, I got to chase after that now. And then, you know, then you're going to try to do it all over again. But if you start with a red ball, you're starting to rally faster, quicker. You're starting to understand the sport. You're actually playing the sport sooner. You're starting to move the ball from side to side. You're working your lateral movement. And then you transition to the orange ball. It's all about learning to transition forward, trying to end the point at the net, trying to use that continental grip changes. And then you move to the green ball, which is all about learning to defend, play neutral tennis from behind the baseline. So by the time you go to the yellow ball, you have an understanding how to play this sport, and you've had so many touches, as opposed to stand in a line and let me feed you a bunch of tennis balls. No, let's start rallying off the bat. How do we do that? Let's start with a red ball, you know, get you excited, get you playing, because that's the whole idea. As for an adult or a junior, it's people want to play. Nobody wants to really stand around. Nobody has time to just stand around anymore. We want to get going. And if I feel like I'm having the success, then the chance of me staying with the sport are a lot longer. Mm-hmm. But if there's no success on the first try, why would I want to stay with it?
So, yeah. I'm kind of thinking of surfing. When you learn how to surf, I'm definitely not a pro surfer, but I've surfed a few times. And they start you on a massive board, a big board.
Yeah.
Because it's easier to work on your balance. And then you get to a smaller board. So it's kind of like that with tennis. You have a bigger racket to start and then a bigger ball.
Smaller racket, bigger ball.
Smaller racket, bigger ball. Okay.
Smaller. Yeah, because the space you're going to be using is going to be smaller too. So if you can control the ball in a small space with a smaller racket, you're like, okay, I can feel the ball. Then you start to gradually move further away from the net. The court starts to get bigger. The ball starts to change. It starts to get a little smaller. And then the racket starts to change as well.
And you said a regular tennis ball is yellow, not green?
It's yellow, yes. In tennis terms, it's yellow. It's called yellow.
Ah, okay.
Because people tend to call it the regular ball, which is, it's not really the regular, because they're all regular depending on what size court you're using. Mm-hmm. And so when you say regular and you're working with, let's say, a junior who's using an orange ball, then they think, oh, well, is my ball not the real thing? But it is a real thing for them. So it's always important to use the right terminology so that everybody's on the same page and everybody, oh, this ball, this is my ball. It's just a ball, just a different colored ball. That's it. But the orange ball has an orange dot on it. The red ball has a red dot on it. The green ball is a green dot, and the yellow ball has no dot on it. So the yellow ball is the one that everybody uses from the professional level to the skill players. So one ball you're going to spend out for the rest of your life.
I didn't know there were other balls until I took your class. And that's why you take your class, because I was a novice and I learned so much in that tennis in no time class, which let's talk more about that. I mean, that class was awesome. It was, first of all, you make it so much fun.
And thank you.
It's all about the people you're with too. And it was just a great class that we were with. It wasn't too big, wasn't too small. And it was active. Like you said, you're just moving the whole time and you're learning and you're practicing the grip. You're learning how to hold the thing. You're learning what ball to hit, and you made fun little drills. So tell the listeners more about that class.
So Tennis in No Time is run by MidTad. It's a baby. It's where, you know, if you've never played tennis before, it's a great place to start because it's, you know, goes through different phases. It's patented by MidTad. No other club in the world runs it other than MidTad clubs. We run them 4 times a calendar year. But we're starting to run more of them now. And you come in, you know, we'll provide the equipment for you for the first 3 lessons, the rackets and tennis balls. And you come in and you get, we start off in a smaller court where you're playing, and you get 4 lessons, an hour and a half each on court. And you have an opportunity to actually practice as well while you're doing after your classes. But it's a group environment, a group class, and it's a ton of fun, a lot of energy. How would I describe? I'd say with all that energy brings people, it gives you that community feel as well. Mm-hmm. You know, you start developing those friendships in there, because that's also one of the bases, like make friends faster in this sport as opposed to starting by yourself. So you start to make those connections a lot sooner as well in the same environment, whether you're new to the club or whether you've never been to the club before, because it's open to members and non-members.
Oh, cool.
And it's, you know, as I said, it builds that community and it gives you that sense of, I can do this because I'm doing this with other people that are exactly the same level as me, that have never done this before. We're putting ourselves out there, we're being vulnerable, which is tough to do as an adult, because starting something new as an adult is one of the toughest things to do, because any hint of failure is like, ooh, maybe I should think about doing something else. But this gives you that feel. Those 4 classes, you will be playing the sport, you will be learning how to keep track of the score. Each lesson plan is written down and we have to follow script by script.
Yeah, so. I highly recommend it. I mean, it builds that base. It gives you that foundation in only 4 classes and you feel confident. It gives you that confidence to get out there on the clay court, get out there on the asphalt, get out there in your neighborhood outside where there's a court. And like you said, you know how to hold the racket. You might not be the best. You might not be a pro, but you can keep score at least. You can have fun.
Right. Yes. You know how to move the ball from side to side. You understand how to keep track of the score. You know, all these things that you otherwise wouldn't learn anywhere else. But in a month's time, we give you all those skills in a month's time.
And why are we working out the older we get? You know what I mean? We're not trying to go pro. We're just trying to move our bodies and stay safe. And this is a sport that you can do that. And taking your classes, like I said, just kind of builds that base. So for a beginner, do you recommend singles or doubles?
Depends on the individual, but I highly recommend doubles because doubles is very social. Uh-huh. You're always around other people. With singles, just you and that one other person. So if you don't really like that one other person, it's like, who else do I go to? But at least with doubles, just, you know, three other people in the tennis court, you can actually say, oh, I don't really like playing with Susie, but I want to play with Jane over there. You know, gotcha. We can play as a team. And from that doubles position, you can always create singles out of it. Mm-hmm. But if you started with singles, then you're like, now I got to find two more people, to make a doubles match. But if I start off with doubles, I already have three people I can connect with if I wanted to play singles. So I highly recommend doubles.
Okay. What type of surface is easiest to learn at?
I'm going to say clay or hard true. It's soft on the body, but also you can watch the points unfold and it's slow. It gives you an opportunity to be able to hit that ball because it's a lot slower.
So are those the courts outdoor at Midtown that you can kind of slide on them, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Hard true. Yes.
Interesting. I thought you were going to say the indoor courts would be easiest. No?
Indoors faster.
It's faster. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So what about children? When can children start taking tennis lessons?
So here in Midtown, we start them out at 3.5, 4. And it's all about, so that at that age group, it's not necessarily about hitting the ball. It's about lifting skills. It's about coordination. It's about movement. So there's a lot of stuff where they're not necessarily hitting a ball, but they're having to deal with situations that would put you in a tennis situation. They'll hit a few tennis balls, but mostly it's all about all these little things I just mentioned, so they can get a feel for this, for the sport, you know, and also that age group's all about having fun too. I mean, if you're giving a kid a racket and they've never played before and you're like, oh, Johnny, hit that ball, and Johnny missed the ball, what are the chances Johnny wanted to come back? But if you say, hey, Johnny, throw that ball over to Susie on the other side of the net. Susie, I want you to catch that ball in one bounce, send it back to Johnny. And then Johnny catches, send it back. And that's an idea of a rally. And then from there, he starts saying, okay, Susie, I want you to throw this ball over here. And I want Johnny to run and get that ball and send it from that position back to you. So now you're getting the idea of, okay, I can move this ball from side to side. So now you're starting to think along the lines of when I'm playing tennis, I've got to move this ball from here to there. So you start to learn those things. Then necessarily having to hit a ball.
These thoughts are just flowing from you. You talk about this stuff in your sleep. I could tell you're so good at what you do and you love it.
I do. It's a ton of fun.
So any actionable tips for listeners looking to start playing tennis?
Get out there. It's never too late to start. Do it. If you've never played before, start off with a red ball. You can get them pretty much anywhere. You can get them at Dick's. You can get them a Target, I do believe. Go get a red ball, start it from a small court, start hitting back and forth. And if you're gonna join us for TNT, we have a new TNT session starting in November. In November, so it starts and we'll go for the month of November. So if you're looking to do that, come join us in Midtown.
Now this will probably come out end of November, maybe December. So what about next year? When's the next one?
So the next one will be in January.
January, okay.
Yeah.
So four times a year, you said, right?
You got it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No excuses.
None. It's a fun sport. Come on, get out there, play. It's fun. You'll be surprised how much fun you'll have out there and how much of a workout you'll get without having to think about it, as opposed to I got to go to the gym so I can run my mile and then I got to do it. It's tedious. It's mind numbing when you have to think about things like that. But if you just go out there and you run around a ton hitting the tennis ball before you realize in those 45 minutes when an hour gone up and you're like, oh. Like I had a client last week, we did an hour cardio and he goes, oh, I burned 1,000 calories. I didn't even know. So,
Now other racket sports are really growing in popularity, like pickleball and paddle. Are you a fan of those?
Fan of paddle. Still learning to understand pickleball.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because the idea for pickleball was because, people felt like, as you got older, you weren't able to do all these move this way, move that way, et cetera, et cetera. And so they said, well, let's introduce this racquetball. And what I'd have liked people to do is, okay, so we're struggling with covering the entire tennis court because I'm a little old. I don't move as well as I used to. How about we change the ball and the court size and still play over the net? So nobody thought about it. They just went, we'll do pickleball. And so I'm selfish in a way. So it takes people away from tennis because they could still be playing tennis, but because they don't think they can, they went into pickleball. But if you just change the ball and the court, you still be able to play tennis.
Well, you should invent a hybrid sport here between like table tennis and regular tennis.
Could.
And I don't know what you would call that, but you'll come up with something crafty.
Probably could too.
Okay, well, that's fair. Now, what about paddle? Paddle's like in the cage, right off the walls.
Yeah, off the screens. You got off it. So
yeah, that's fun.
It's a lot of fun. I played it, played level one. It's a ton of fun. The one thing I really liked about it was social. I wasn't in for the competitive aspect of it. I just more like social, something different to do outside of tennis. And it's a great community sport. It's, you know, people are very friendly in paddle. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's great. It makes the winter go by fast too, if you're not a big fan of the winter.
Yes, I agree. So yeah. How do you win the day? Talk about your day. What's a perfect day for Phyllis?
Oh man. Wow. That's a big question. A perfect day for me would consist of the lessons that I had on that day, everybody leaving with a smile on the face and saying, I had that aha moment. Mm-hmm. That's a good day for me. Like, I got through and they got it. They finally got it. That's a great feeling. Okay. You know, and then coming home and hanging out with the dogs, it's perfect. You can't beat that because they're the best.
I was going to make sure that you said something about yourself because you're always serving others. You are always taking care of your clients. So how do you take care of you though? What's a perfect day for you besides playing with your dogs?
Go for a walk, watch some trash TV.
I like it.
You know, just mind numbing stuff really.
Yep.
You know, nothing too crazy. Maybe go out with some friends, maybe have a couple of cocktails, and just enjoy people.
Yep. Amen. So how can listeners get more information about Tennis in No Time, personal tennis lessons, and any other services that you offer?
So they can either go to midtown.com or they can go on our social media account, which is also midtown.com, another one, through Instagram. Or they could give me a call at 585-512-2815, and I can direct them to all these different services that we offer.
What about if you feel comfortable, your Instagram handle? Can they DM you there or
go
through Midtown?
They can DM me there.
Okay. And what's your handle for that?
P. Wolanda.
Okay. Awesome. Well, final question. I'm really curious about your response to this one. If you have a friend coming to Rochester who has never been here, where would you take them?
Are we talking about taking them out to eat? Are we talking just in general?
So most people share a restaurant or definitely someplace to eat and then just some activities, what they like to do for fun.
So I would definitely go to Good Luck. That place is unbelievable. The food there is incredible.
The burger is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, they do a great job there. Uh-huh. I got to talk to the manager about that. He's just so good. And then in terms of activities to do, let's do some hiking. Because Rochester, I mean, Western New York has some really beautiful places to visit. So maybe do something along those lines.
Maybe go for the hike first and then just crush a burger at Good Luck.
Yes, absolutely. Why not?
Or the other way around. Who cares? Just get to Good Luck, though.
Yes, you have to.
Yeah.
You have to. And then also Wegmans. Take them to Wegmans if they don't have a Wegmans.
That's an experience.
Because it's interesting because when my family came to visit a couple of years ago, I took them from Kenya. I took them to Wegmans and they were just blown away by how amazing and massive that place was and how it has everything under one umbrella. So.
Well, Phyllis, I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for sharing your passion. And just thank you for what you're doing for our community in Rochester and just bringing it every day at Midtown and just helping people learn the sport of tennis.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you gained a lot of value from what Phyllis shared with us today, and we'll share this with family and friends. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can join me next time with a new local guest in the health and wellness space. I hope you're having an amazing day, and I'll talk with you soon. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I'm Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Are you dealing with aches and pains on a daily basis? I'm here to tell you that it does not have to be like that. I want to help you get out of pain. I want to help you solve your problems. I want to unravel what happened in the past to lead to where you're at now. So if that's you and you have questions about your health, call me, text me, email me. Go to my website, DriscollChiropracticNY.com. Read a little bit more about myself and my approach. You can call or text 585-672-3870. You can email me, info@DriscollChiropracticNY.com. You can find me on Facebook, Driscoll Chiropractic NY, or on Instagram, @DR.Driscoll. One more thing, guys, if you don't mind popping over to Apple Podcast Reviews and leaving me a 5-star review or any star, it doesn't matter. It's just feedback for me. And the goal and the mission of this podcast is to reach more people and to help more people. So thanks again, guys, for listening. It means the world to me. Buckle up. I got some great guests lined up. Talk to you soon.